It's 8:41 on the Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening to the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. You can find our program online at jeffexchange.org, part of the larger IJPR.org. We're also on Facebook. If you like us on Facebook, we'll end up on your news feed on a regular basis. And you can find our information on Twitter as well, at Jeff Exchange. And, of course, you can take part in our conversations as they happen. This is an interactive program at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, and our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. The front of the building looks fresh and new. The marquee is modern and lit up. The Holly Theater in Medford looks like it's open for business. But it still lacks a few of the amenities people expect of any performing arts center, amenities like seats. The old seats left years ago, and one of the major acquisitions needed as the theater is remodeled is a set of replacements. The promise of new seats is being used as a fundraising device to raise money for the remodel at the Holly. The Holly is owned by the JPR Foundation, the same foundation that supports Jefferson Public Radio, through a subsidiary, Jefferson Live. I mean, it's owned through the subsidiary, Jefferson Live, for which Randy McKay is the executive director and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Randy, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So fill folks in on the backstory. How long did the Holly Theater sit there vacant?
Well, it's been boarded up and unused for almost 30 years. I think it's 28. So it's been a while. It closed in 1986. So a lot of folks here in the Valley do remember it when it was open and operating toward the end of its career. But it's been gone from our consciousness for a while.
And it came in number two in the sweepstakes to become a performing arts center for Medford on the first go-around, didn't it?
It did. One of the reasons for that is that our stage is a little confining, which talks a lot about our programming, actually, at the Holly, which is very similar to the Cascade Theater, which we also operate down in Reading. It has a very defining stage that speaks to our programming. Best of Broadway will never be our mainstay because our stage is too small, but it's perfect for concerts and smaller performing arts events.
So musical acts more than theater sorts of
Correct.
Things. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. No fly space, no wing space?
It does have fly space. It does not have wing space. You're either on our stage or you're somewhere else in the building. So it's a little challenging that way. And it's a fairly shallow stage, so big sets and things won't fit on it, but it's perfect for, you know, a band. Once they're set up, they don't tend to do a lot of scene shifts.
Now, the building itself still had some active tenants after it closed as a theater, is that right?
It did. The auditorium, and folks probably remember the news stories about the ceiling, the roof being damaged and being dangerous, which has all been repaired. And for that reason, the auditorium couldn't be used for anything. But for quite a while, the storefronts and some of the office space in the front of the building was used.
Any of those still occupied now?
The storefronts are all occupied.
Right. So the JPR Foundation did buy the Holly Theater several years ago. Talk about the formation of Jefferson Live, if you would.
Sure. Jefferson Live, there were a lot of issues that led to the formation of Jefferson Live, and I won't go into the whole background, but probably many of your listeners already know some of it. But it was a way for us to be able to separate the real estate and live performance side of the world from the radio side and ensure that, you know, funds were separate and that management was separate. So it solved a number of issues from management and fundraising points of view and really have allowed us to move forward as a separate but related entity.
So we mentioned at the outset that the facade is looking pretty spiffy. The marquee looks very good. So what allowed those things to happen, and yet you're still sort of just getting your feet under you on the inside?
Yeah. Yes.
Fundraising, he says. Okay, well, that was an easy short answer.
The outside was primarily, there were a number of donors who came forward to help with the facade restoration and creation of the marquee, and also the building stabilization, the fixing of the roof and keeping the building standing until we could finish the fundraising, which is always a helpful thing. And mostly, Medford Urban Renewal Agency put about $300,000 of the close to $500,000 that was spent on the building thus far. And they helped us finish the facade to recreate the marquee and the big blade sign, the, you know, icons of the theater that had long been missing, and to fix the ceiling trusses and repair the building and make it stable.
Which is something of a miracle, I think, that people have been following this over the years, because I actually was sitting at the Medford City Council work-study session when the then-city engineer said, well, you got the Criterion and you got the Holly Theater, and the Holly's derelict, the Criterion's your better bet. But as it turned out, the Holly was actually a lot more secure, or at least stable structurally.
We're really lucky. We've had the concrete that makes up our walls core sampled and radared. We know how much rebar is in it and how strong that concrete is. And it took a while when concrete was a new product, as it was back in the late 1920s and early 1930s, for them to figure out how fragile it would become over time and how much support it would need and structural reinforcement. We're really lucky that by the time the Holly Theater was built, they had gotten the formula right, and our engineers tell us that we need very little seismic stabilization work done on the building because of the soundness of those walls. Now that the ceiling, the roof trusses have been repaired, which was another thing that people said would cost millions of dollars to do, but I guess we were able to borrow from our poor friends over at Oregon Shakespeare Festival when the same thing happened to the Bomer Theater and the truss there cracked. They found a very cost-effective and very effective repair technique that we were able to also utilize at the Holly. So for $150,000, what was supposed to be several million dollars worth of work is already done.
So is the roof totally fixed? No, I mean, does it drip, leak, anything like that?
It doesn't leak. It's been the roof has been repaired, and the leaking is what caused the ceiling trusses to fail in the first place. So we had to fix that right away as well. And the ceiling trusses have been repaired. So the building is now completely stable.
Randy McKay is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the executive director of Jefferson Live, which is in charge of the Holly Theater in Medford. We are talking about the Holly and its intended comeback and the process of raising some funds for that. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. jx@jeffnet.org. That's what happens when you read while you're talking and read something else. How much has been spent so far? And then how much is left to be spent? I mean, what do you have to raise to get this place, to open the doors?
Well, we're 53% of the way there on fundraising. In total, this is a $4.3 million project. That includes the cost of acquiring the building, which we've also already spent. But that's all in a mortgage, so we'd like to be able to pay some of that down. So $4.3 million is the total. We have about $2.1 and change left to raise, so we're 53% of the way there.
Not a bad feeling. To be past the halfway mark must be a good mental barrier.
It is a great thing, actually. Having moved past that over the last couple of months has really felt quite good. We still have a ways to go, though, which is why we just introduced the seat campaign that you mentioned early on. It's an opportunity for folks who are excited about the Holly to get involved, and it's pretty simple to do. If you've seen in other theaters, often there are little plaques on the seats or on the armrests that say, you know, this seat was kindly sponsored by, and that can be your name or your business or a loved one that's moved on, whatever it may be. And it's simple to do. It's $500 to $1,500, depending on where in the theater those seats are. You can pay for them over 3 years, be it annually, quarterly, or monthly. And that means for a $500 balcony seat, it's less than $15 a month if you did it monthly. So it's pretty easy to get involved in the restoration of the Holly and help make it happen.
$500 in the upper reaches, but $1,500. I'm guessing,
yes,
as you get closer to the stage, that's where the...
That's primarily true. There's a map on our website that'll show you a little bit more about where each of those seats are. But yes, that's generally correct.
Is it 750 seats when you're all done, or more than that? Isn't it?
No, it is over 1,000, 1,003 actually, which are Cascade Theater's 1,001. So again, both on seating capacity and on stage size, we're very similar beasts.
Mm-hmm. So 1,003, and then will you sell sponsorships for all the seats if people come forward for those?
If we get 1,003 people, sure. I'm banking on about 80% sold.
And how's it going so far?
Well, we just released the campaign, and we've got over $50,000, I believe, in seat sponsorships so far. So it's moving.
$50,000 is a pretty good number. It's a good start. Now, you have been giving tours at the Holly Theater.
Absolutely.
On a regular, and when and what kinds of responses are you getting from people? Are you there for all of them?
I'm usually there, yep. Mm-hmm. If you can't keep me out of that building for some reason. this last weekend, we were unbelievably swamped, which is a great problem to have, actually. But we had more than 200 people there, Saturday, for the tours. But we give tours the first Saturday of every month from 11 to 1, and every half hour a new tour group leaves. So feel free to just stop by the Holly, downtown Medford, Holly and 6th Streets, and we'd love to show you what we're up to.
And no charge for the tours?
No charge. No, you know, we're going to pitch at the end that, that putting a donation in the box and buying a seat is really helpful if you're excited about the theater as we are. But, of course, if you don't, we completely understand that as well. It's really as much about fundraising as fundraising. People need to know what the project really is, and why it's important to the Valley. And there's, you know, we can launch into that if you want to go there. But there are really three reasons why we're doing that project. And I think two of them are really obvious. Saving a beautiful piece of a historic building is, there were five of those grand movie palaces in downtown Medford. This is the only one that's still standing and in its original design. So it's sort of our last chance to save that piece of our history. Some bringing new programming and arts and cultural events to the Valley that aren't currently happening here is another great reason to do it. But even if arts and culture or historic preservation aren't your interests, this is a project that is a huge catalyst for additional development and economic change in the western corner of downtown Medford, which is probably the quietest place in town. And bringing some foot traffic back to that is really important.
It's been interesting watching the gravity shift because of the fact that you had within about a block, you had Holly Theater, library and post office / Forest Service headquarters. The library has since moved out of that portion of downtown,
right,
four or five blocks away over to Riverside Avenue, Central Avenue, actually. And the post office moved out as well. And that building has now been taken down.
Right.
It's being replaced by something else. So, yes, that part of downtown Medford, very different from what it was just 4 or 5 years ago.
And it was probably one of the quieter corners of town even then. There's not a lot of business happening in that town. There's a lot of that section. There's a lot of beautiful historic buildings, mostly unused. And the goal of this project, as much as the other two things, is to bring some vibrancy to that corner of downtown. Statistics from Americans for the Arts say that the Holly project will bring in more than $3 million of additional revenue into our downtown, create nearly 90 full-time equivalent jobs in the neighborhood. Those are jobs outside of the theater. And projects like this traditionally bring between $200 and $250 million of additional development in the neighborhood surrounding them as other businesses start to see some vibrancy coming back to the neighborhood and want to move their business there and restore another historic building nearby.
Again, Randy McKay, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the executive director at Jefferson Live, restoring the Holly Theater in downtown Medford, 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or jx@jeffnet.org. The reason I asked about whether you're there for the tours is just to get some idea of what you're seeing on people's faces as they come through this place.
Well, if you haven't been to the Holly, or if you remember it, but it's been a while since you've been in the door, I love the look on folks' face when they go from what's a pretty small main lobby and into the auditorium, and just the vast size of it is shocking. First time I went in that building, I had to go step back outside and walk around it and go back in to be sure I was really in the same building, because it's one of those things that just looks so much bigger on the inside. And so I love to watch people's initial reaction when they come in. Of course, it's a little rough around the edges now. It's been leaking and boarded up for almost 30 years, but it was great to see that reaction. And I have to say, in the couple of thousand people that have been through the building, I think I'm safe in saying that virtually all of them have left excited about the project and looking forward to it being open.
Projects like this do tend to bring people and their memories out of the woodwork, and mementos, right, as well. So, I mean, are people bringing you pictures of their Holly memories or chunks of seats or tire seats or something?
I wish they were doing more of that. There's a lot of things that have been removed from the Holly, so if you do happen to have a piece of it, we'd love to at least see it if we can't negotiate for its safe return. But it's the stories, we have so many stories. Almost every tour, someone there has a story. We've had ushers who worked there during the war years, people who met their now husbands or wives there. So many incredible memories, which is another reason that I think it's really important that we save a building that's got so much history.
Does it help, not just, I mean, other theater restorations, but on a smaller scale, for example, the restoration of the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland, the former Pink Church, as some people still call it, they had to scour the countryside looking for the stained glass windows that were taken out and try to rebuild them, replace them, whatever. I mean, do some of their experiences help what you're doing? Have you had a chance to visit with them?
Well, Craig Hudson, who's a member of the team that restored the building, actually, I believe he did most of the restoration, is a friend of mine, and we've chatted quite a bit about some of the experiences they had. And yes, another resource that we utilize a lot is the League of Historic American Theaters, of which we're a member. So they are theaters like ours all across the country that have been or are being restored. So there's a great wealth of resources out there to help find, even if you can't find the exact window that came out of a place, one that's like, or how to recreate something that you can't find a replacement for. So there's a lot of help out there.
There was a bit of ugliness when the Holly plans were first announced, some of it coming from people who are staunch supporters of the Criterion Theater,
right,
which Ginger Rogers then is the James Morrison Collier Center for the Performing Arts now. It's the Criterion in a lot of people's minds. Is there an armistice now? It seems like things have quieted down quite a bit. And speak, if you would, to the general question about whether Medford can support two such performing arts centers.
Sure, I'd love to. Unfortunately, there was a bit of a row early on, and I'm sorry for that, because I think it's put both of the organizations in a position that's not helpful to either one of us. I've had a chance to sit down and you know, talk to their executive director face-to-face and say, hey, let's try to figure out how we can both move past this. The Holly is going to happen, which he also admitted, so let's see how we can make sure that both organizations are strong. One of the things that I think is important to understand, and that's really easy to see if you take one of the tours, is that the stage space at the Holly is vastly different than that at the Criterion. Shows that they can handle, we cannot. And so, again, their mainstay is Broadway, is live performance of big shows. Our mainstay is music, which they do very little of in the scope of their programming. Because we had some funders who were worried about that same thing, we did a programming analysis, and we sort of knew what the result was going to be, but decided to do a statistical analysis of programming at both our Cascade Theater in Reading, which is very much the programming model for the Holly, and the Collier Center, the Criterion. We found that less than 1% of shows play in both theaters in the same season, and 0.82 is the number of times that a show has played in both places.
All right, so it's a room for both, you're saying, in Medford, for sure.
It's very different programming style.
Randy McKay, the executive director of Jefferson Live, best of luck with the Holly, and thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you.